This podcast is brought to you by St. Joseph's Episcopal Church in Boynton Beach, Florida, in the United States of America. You can find us at stjoesweb.org. Come visit us when you are in town.
Let us pray. Gracious God, in order to go and tell, we must hear and receive. So open our hearts to receive the good news of your love, so that we might bear it, that we might share it. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Please be seated. It's nicknamed the Episcopal Drinking Song. Who says you can't have fun at church? My Aunt Annie died. We were celebrating the 90th surprise birthday party for my mother, and Aunt Annie's only daughter left her mother's bedside because she wanted to honor my mother by being at the party. And Aunt Annie died the next day. I received a phone call this week from my mother. And my mother said to me, you know, the funeral for Aunt Annie is next Saturday, January the 30th, and it would be nice if maybe you could be there. I know how to interpret that. I won't be here next weekend, guys. I'll be in St. Louis for the funeral. There are people in our lives who can tell the truth to us in such a way, even at times when we might not want to hear it, but we really need to hear it. The gospel that we just heard proclaimed, you're going to hear a continuation of that next week. This story of Jesus, who's come out of the desert with those temptations, and he comes to his hometown, and this is his first sermon. And a lot of people say, you know, I was teaching a high school class once, and the people were so enthralled with Jesus and loved Jesus. And I asked the students, well, why did they like Jesus' sermon so much in this reading? And they said, because it's so short. Today, the scripture is fulfilled in your hearing. Now, there's importance here with this, that he says that. They knew this passage from Isaiah 61. We use it at a lot of funerals. They knew this passage, and they would have been expecting. Jesus is either going to talk about the past and how God was promising them, even if though they weren't faithful, that God was going to be faithful to them and do something. Or he was going to talk about the future and talk about how in the future God is going to get us out of this mess of a situation we're in and is going to proclaim release to captives and move us forward, but he didn't talk about the past or the future. Puts down the scroll and says, today, this scripture is fulfilled in your hearing. Now, at first, they love what he has to say, but if you remember what happens by the end of this paragraph that we'll hear next week, they want to ride him out of town on a rail. They want to throw him off of a cliff because they don't like what he has to say. And Luke says he escaped through their midst. There are times when the truth be told to us, and the people that tell it to us, we want to kill them, because we're not ready to hear it. We need to hear it, but we're not ready. Aunt Annie was an alcoholic. And I remember growing up, every Christmas Day, Uncle Rudy and Aunt Annie would come over, and I knew that the afternoon was going to start wonderfully, but sooner or later, after the alcohol was overindulged in, it was going to be ugly. And there were times, always, when her child when her sister-in-law, when her husband, when her nieces and nephews all would try to tell her that she's had too much, but it didn't work. She didn't want to hear it. And she'd say some things that weren't very nice. But luckily, there was a time in her life when she did hear it, when her health was threatened, and she went into recovery. And in the years that my wife has known Aunt Annie, she has been one of the most incredibly generous and kind people you would ever want to meet. Because somebody had the courage at the right time to speak the truth. When she didn't want to hear it, but she needed to hear it. So today, as we celebrate baptism, think about those people in your own life of faith who have been willing to speak the truth in love to you when you needed to hear it. Maybe when you didn't want to hear it, but you needed to hear it. I had a message to deliver to our congregation at the annual meeting that I dreaded saying the words I needed to say, but it's our reality. Next year, it looks like we will not have the funds to maintain the staff that we currently have. It's the same thing that's going on in our Episcopal Church worldwide. I believe that the church is speaking something that the world needs to hear. And it's the same message that the Episcopal Church has been able to give through the centuries, whether it has to do with civil rights and against slavery, or in favor of the role of women in the church, and now to be the prophets who speak with that gift of St. Paul about the rights of those of us who just happen to be gay. It'll be long after we are in heaven that I believe the history books will say, we didn't want to hear that message of the Episcopal Church, but we needed to hear it. It's the same for us. Think of the people in your lives who have been willing to step out because they love you that much. And it doesn't have to be recovery. If it was and it helped you, God bless you. But so many people in so many times are willing to do that for us. I can remember a time when I was in high school. And I was a little cocky, and I was in the high school seminary and really wasn't thinking about priesthood. I just went to the school because my brothers went there, and it was a good school. And this missionary came to preach to us, and he looked at us and pointed his finger at each of us and said, you need to seriously think about what God wants you to do with your life. And I thought, oh, this is a joke. And I went home, and at dinner that night, just tried to make light of it and tell a joke, and my mother stopped me in my tracks, and she said, well, you do need to think about what you want to do with your life. And if it's not to be a priest, you should get out of that school. Took me back. Not what I wanted to hear. But I look back, and that was one of the earliest times when I was moved seriously to start thinking about what God was calling me to do. Mother Teresa, classic story told about her, that she was traveling in India and there was a Franciscan who was with her who was enthralled by everything about her, and she was leaving next to go to Africa. And the guy said, Mother Teresa, I would like to buy a plane ticket and travel with you if you will let me sit next to you and you can tell me everything you know about this so I can learn so much from you. And she said, you're a Franciscan and you could buy a plane ticket to Africa right now? And he said, yes. And her response was this, not what he wanted to hear, but what he needed to hear. She said, take that money, go home, and give it to the poor. And if you do that, you will learn more than I could teach you in a lifetime. Speaking the truth. How many times? Not what we necessarily want to hear, but what we need to hear. Now, the good news of this reading that we hear today the scripture is fulfilled in your hearing. The good news is proclaimed as well to each one of us. That's why we celebrate this life of faith today, and those to be baptized and those celebrating with their baptismal banners today. Want to feel good about yourself this week? Take those words from Isaiah and say them like they're intended, that it's to you and for you as well. You are empowered. You are enabled to proclaim good news to the poor, to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim a year of the Lord's favor. And the even better news, we're not only called to proclaim that, but first, we're called to receive it. Thank God for that gift. Amen.